Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made. It's Matty Garwood going right around the country. And following up, Say You Remember and You Make It So Easy from last year, Kingswood. They've got a brand new single, Bittersweet. It's off the Defiant new album, Juveniles. And I'm joined by Alex this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Matty, thank you so much for taking the time to have me on your show.
Now, Alex, what a busy schedule you've got coming up. How many shows are you doing throughout 2020 on this tour that's coming up?
On the first leg, there's about 20 or so dates, but there are more that are being planned, and then we've just booked like a 6-week European tour, and then there are probably more. We'll play until every single person on planet Earth has heard at least some part of the album. How's that?
Do you ever just wake up and think, oh, I'm just living the dream?
Yeah, every single
like how
day,
good is
every
it?
Waking moment.
Yeah.
Every waking moment, Matty, when I wake up in my tiny little room in my fold-out bed, living the dream, pumping all my sweet cash into guitars and recording equipment.
So how many guitars do you take on tour with you and stuff?
If it were up to me, I'd be taking at least 6.
Yes.
But I take 2 because we can't afford to fly that many guitars.
Are those 2 your favourites, or are they the ones that just kind of play the best and work?
People say this is insane. Like, you know, a Les Paul's a Les Paul, a Strat's a Strat.
Sure.
I have so many verbs of all that sort of stuff, and they all have a unique voice, inspire you in different ways and make you play differently. I'll do the same with pedal boards. I like have 3 pedal boards that I rotate. I call them like the mini, the small, and the battle rig. Depending on how much I want to work my own comfort level.
Yes.
One of them kind of switches and does everything by itself. One of them is I have to do everything, and then one of them is like, if I can get away with the show on 4 basic pedals, it means like I'm doing my job right with my hands and my voice and everything else, you know.
Is that now sometimes determined by how late you've stayed out the night before?
No, I just kind of grab them at random. And if that's the case, then my challenge is slightly harder.
Do you ever find it challenging with so many shows sticking around when you got 3 of your best mates with you?
No, not at all. The guys make touring so much easier and better. And it's so funny because with Josh, he's a new drummer who's filling in for Jay at the moment because Jay's having children and being responsible. And
doing adult
things. Being an adult, and we're firmly holding on to being irresponsible and immature. We're all sort of part of the family. Even our like transitionary members and auxiliary members who come in and out of shows, we're all very close. So it's awesome that we have that sort of relationship, and it can translate to even like tricky situations when we're in like bunks in like grass. In Austria, for example, and it's like we're sleeping on each other. You know.
So you've got the new one, Bittersweet, following up Say You Remember and You Make It So Easy from last year. Do you have a favourite out of the ones that are coming from the new album, Juveniles?
Say Bittersweet is one of my favourite songs, a song I'm very proud of having mostly written. The whole album, actually, is like it's very much like a return to us falling in love with rock and roll again and sort of guitars specifically, and I've just reacquainted with Gibson in Australia. Serendipitously, they've re-sort of launched here. After being away for a couple of years, sort of in time with Kingswood being away for a couple of years.
Sure.
Maybe it's all to do with the resurgence of guitar. They've been amazing to us, particularly after we got robbed, or to me specifically, obviously being the guitar player and providing me with just the most amazing instrument. And something that happened whilst we were touring Austria and Germany, we were throwing kind of older songs that were harder hitting and stuff into an audience that has never heard the band before. And we know we sort of fell in love with playing rock and roll and having heavy guitars and having guitars take lead situations and being like features of the band rather than the rest. Like, we kind of like neglected them in a way. I'd happily play you like 90% of it. You'd be like, hey, pick a song that you want to, that you're proud of and you want to show me. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Actually, pick anything off the album, to be honest.
You play all of them in a row and we'd be sitting there for 30 minutes.
I think it's more like 42 and a half, but yeah.
Nice. You've got some pretty great credentials as well, like ARIA nominated, touring with AC/DC and Aerosmith, all the festivals that you guys do. Do you look at a specific moment that's your favourite?
The Aerosmith one was massive.
Yeah.
Ferg and I. Ferg particularly, his older brother Craig was massively into them and kind of like raised Ferg on it. When we were in year 6, we were 12 years old, we were in a band together and we played Don't Want to Miss a Thing at school fair. You know, we had that, you know, starry-eyed young boy dreams. We like, imagine one day like all over for Aerosmith. And then we did.
Crazy.
It was just that like full circle moment where you're like, what the hell is going on? Obviously, the AC/DC thing was great. We did a full Australian tour with them. It was just awesome. But there are a couple of standouts, like doing our own forum. That was always like a huge dream of mine. And we've done that twice. Sydney Big Day Out show. I don't know what was going on. The last Big Day Out that ever happened, we did the full run. And the Sydney show was just like electric. It's still to this day is like one of those shows which I don't know how to explain what happened, but it was just one of those things. But then even like you're taking breaks and then going off and playing like tiny little like art sort of centers in the middle of Austria is like no one really speaks English and you're playing this music and people respond. It's the closest thing to like alchemy that exists now, or magic, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I don't know how to just, like, it's just wild how music works.
And with such a massive 2020 coming up for you in Kingswood, are you able to fit anything else in?
No, definitely not. You can't take over the world and try and become like an amateur golfer or something. It just doesn't work. Like, I love tennis and I try and play as much as I can, but there's no way I'm going to be doing like any amateur singles tournaments.
Did you see Roger Federer coming back from 7 match points down?
Of course I did. I went to the Millman match as well.
Oh, sick.
And it was a similar thing. Big Federer fan.
Awesome. Well, this brand new album is a marvel to behold. So Alex from Kingswood.
Oh, that's very kind.
Thank you.
Very
has the segue kind. Too. It was pretty good, actually. Juveniles, we're loving it. We're going to play Bittersweet right now. Alex from Kingswood, thank you for joining us. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Absolutely. Here is Bittersweet, the latest single from your favourite band of all time, Kingswood.